Okay, guys, welcome to the third episode of Lunchtime Chat. I'm your host, Stephen Vey. On this episode, we have what's probably going to be the regular crew from now on.
Right, I'm back.
We have Christopher Lynn. We have Neil. No last name, because fuck Neil. And we have Katarina. Our precious, precious Katarina. Okay, guys.
Why does Katarina get turns of endearment?
Because Katarina's awesome, Neil.
Why do you hate her?
All right, whatever.
Is she even there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, she's there.
Okay, guys, to start this off, talk about games that didn't deserve no fame. I ain't got no fame. Yeah, games that ain't got no fame.
You deserve no fame. Yeah. Way to be mean.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I don't have any.
You don't got any games that ain't get no fame?
They didn't get enough fame? No, not besides last episode, but I did get up to go look at what my dad had, because he's into a lot of video games, and I had no idea that he had Elder Scrolls Oblivion and Fallout 3. I was like, what? Where's this been for all these years? I was just doing over here. Why didn't he tell me? You know? So, I mean, that's all I found out. So, yeah, I don't got anything for not enough fame.
For me, like, Rayman Origins was sort of successful. You guys seen Rayman Origins, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rayman Origins was sort of successful. I liked it. I don't think it got the right marketing it deserved because it's a platformer and people just don't think platformers are worth $60. But I liked the game. I thought it was a great buy. I think you guys should probably go out and get yourself a goddamn copy. Like, it's probably dirt cheap on Steam now. Go and get some. No excuse not to.
I'll check the price on Steam for you, Steven.
Yeah. I think it should be $30 or $40. It's not too damn expensive.
Okay, I have one.
Go ahead, Neil.
X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncased Edition.
Didn't you let me borrow that, Neil?
I don't know. I think I may have traded it in.
No, you let me borrow that for a couple of days last... What was it? Like, freshman year?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was good.
Wasn't yeah, you got your freshman years. It was shit.
I got your price.
What are you talking about? It was actually pretty great for a game based on a movie.
Which means it was shit in comparison to other games. What's the price, Chris?
The price is $30.
This damn dirt cheap. Go out and get Raven Origins. The art style is fantastic. The music is great. It's just a fun little goddamn platformer you should have. Okay, guys, let's get this shit started. On this episode, we're gonna talk about indie games.
Indie games.
Yeah, indie games. I freaking love indie games. I love the fact that people can actually be successful.
Oh, wow. Look at this game I just found.
What is it?
It's called Colorblind.
Colorblind?
Yeah. Colorbind.
Oh, Colorblind.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and watch a few videos on it. It looks very interesting. It's a physics platform puzzler. So, with lots of colors and squares and dots, you know. Very abstract. And it's right now, it's on sale, as of now, for
$8. $8?
Yeah, and it's normally like $10 anyway, so, you know, it's not that big of a change, but...
The reason I brought up indies today, guys, is because I saw a wonderful little game called Half Minute Hero, and it's like a trope on all RPGs, in case you guys haven't heard of it. But, Katarina, you like RPGs, don't you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? But like, you sort of got tired of them, but Half Minute Hero is this wonderful little game where, like, they take all the tropes of RPGs, the grinding, the bosses, the maps, and they make like this NES style game, and it's 2D, and it's wonderful. You guys should go and check it out. It's $30 though. I don't know how you'd feel about that, Katarina.
Oh wow.
Here's my thing on indie games as far as they go. Like, you know how they say there's nothing new under the sun? I feel like a lot of indie games.
Yes, there is.
There really isn't anything new under the sun.
Yeah, go ahead, look at this game that I just found. I don't think I've seen a game anywhere near this creative and this abstract before.
I don't know, Chris. I mean, a lot of indie games just sort of thieve off each other.
Exactly, like they're just like a more abstract version of another game, like crazy graphics or some kind of weird cartoonish style. Like Super Meat Boy, what's really the difference between Super Meat Boy and Super Mario?
Not much.
20 years of game development.
Oh, Super, that too.
Yeah. 20 years of, not actual game development, but 20 years of, what is
history,
it?
History, marketing, legacy. I mean, like...
Marketing, fan base, the fact that Mario was built more to sort of, Mario came around the time during arcade-style platformers. Like, the first Mario was, like, Donkey Kong. It was called Donkey Kong. And it was where Donkey Kong threw goddamn barrels at Mario's fucking head. And Mario then called the plumber, would just jump around and shit.
No, he was called Jumpman.
Oh, Jumpman. Yeah, Jumpman. Right? Mario came around. He was the first platformer to find a lot of things. But, like, I feel that Super Meat Boy sort of took that and they revamped it. And they have their own spin on that. Because in Super, like, you can't compare, you can sort of compare Super Meat Boy to Mario and the fact that they're both platformers, right? They're both games where you jump around the level and you find the exit stage. The difference between Mario is more like slow paced, like careful platforming. It's more of like a 2D, 3D thing where you move around and you sort of grab the little superpower and you break through the blocks and you go on to the next level and you have a great time. But Super Meat Boy is more of like dangerous, deadly. You try and run through it as fast as possible, as quickly as possible, and get through. Like, you don't, like, you still have the same, not the same fun, but like you still have fun. But the type of feeling you get after you beat a Mario level might be like, oh, cool, I just did some fun. The type of feeling you get sort of after you beat a Super Meat Boy level might be, oh my god, I finally don't sigh, Neil. Fuck you.
That was a yawn, actually, because you are boring the crap out of me.
Suck you for. Fuck you. Fuck you,
Neil. Suck him? No, thank you.
I think Steven is expressing some of his repressed homosexual fantasies.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yes, Steven, got something you need to tell us?
No, I don't get why people keep on saying I'm like, first things first, I'm not homosexual. And if I was homosexual, I keep on telling people, I could do better than Neil.
Everybody says that, but then they come crawling back to me in a week.
Who,
I'm not gay.
Gay men come crawling back to you in a week, Neil?
I'm sure gay men can find other gay men to do it with.
Yeah.
They don't
in case you guys didn't know, right? Right, I'm a rather attractive looking male. Okay, I think if I was homosexual.
Actually,
okay,
Steven, me and Neil, we had a little chat. You're not the best looking guy.
Yeah, I'm not. We think you hype yourself up a little too much. Like I think it's really cool how you can be so sure of your own superiority. Like I wish I was like that.
I am sure of my superiority, right? Look, I'm not saying I'm the best looking guy out there. Okay, but on a 1 to 10 scale, Neil, I'm a 7, 7.5, okay? And that's better than average, because average is a 5, Neil. Being 3 points above average makes me a damn good looker.
So if you got an F on a test, an F50, that would be average.
No. You're viewing this.
I mean, because if we're doing this in the same way, like if we're comparing 100 to 10, that makes you just at average being a 7.
All right, fine.
Not everybody in the world looks good, Neil. There are some.
I know. Steven has a personality.
In case you didn't know, Neil, most of the human population is fucking ugly.
That's our fans you're talking about.
No, they know it's the truth. They know if they look themselves in the mirror, they find themselves fucking ugly. I'm not being mean to you, fan base. I'm just saying.
You're ruining the moral support of our fan base.
They're fucking ugly. I'm not gonna lie to my fans. I'm sorry, fans. I think
you don't have to tell them they're beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie to them.
No, no, listen up, fans. I think every one of you is beautiful for listening to this podcast.
Every five one of you.
Cross my heart and hope to die. I appreciate you.
Neil, you're gonna die.
You're gonna kill yourself.
That's exactly why I'm watching Griffin Spank right now.
Because we all know our fan base is probably fucking ugly, right? We all know the average American.
There are.
Huh?
Of the five.
Yeah, of the five people that listen to this shit. Ah, God. So, anyways, we got like, fucking ugly fan base, right? All I'm saying is most of the world is fucking ugly. So being a 7 out of 10, looking better than the fucking ugly guy, makes me... good, okay?
Wait a minute. If we're
I probably look even better if I wasn't overweight, if I wasn't fat as shit.
Steven, okay, can you stop for a second?
I don't think you're that fat.
No, I'm like 40 pounds overweight. That's
just chubby and well-built, that's all.
Nah, I hide my fat through my height. Like, Katarina, no offense, but how much do you weigh?
180 pounds.
I don't even know right now.
She doesn't even know?
Oh, whatever.
I know.
All right, can I say something first?
Katarina weighs 180, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm 6'3". That's how much I'm supposed to weigh for me to be anywhere close within my normal weight range. I'm 220. That puts me like 40 pounds overweight. I'm fat. Only reason you can't see it is because my build is stocky and I'm tall as shit. Even when I was skinny, I still had a stocky build. Like, you can look at my pictures as a kid. Stocky dude.
All right, well, let me get this straight. If you are good looking or you're average at 7 and most of the world is ugly... So let's say ugly is like 2. So how is being 7 average?
I'm above average. That's all I need. I don't need to be the best.
Wait. So above average is like 3 points. Let's say 3 points is above average.
Yeah. And
that means that most of the world isn't that ugly. Just because they're below you doesn't mean they're extremely ugly. Between 5
they're
and
not,
3, that's quite
not,
a lot.
They're not extremely ugly. I'm not saying they're... damn shit ugly. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, like, they had to hide their faces behind masks so the world doesn't see their hideousness and run away from them. No, they're not that ugly. I'm just saying, okay, I have a slight lead above everybody else.
A slight lead? That puts you at a 6, not a freaking 7.
Fine, I have a slightly above average lead, okay?
A slight above average?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it slightly above average 8 if you're going by a normal grading scale again?
No, see, you listen. If most of the population in your definition is ugly, not extremely, but ugly, let's say that's a 4 or a 3, okay?
Yeah.
Because average is 5. And you say, oh, yeah, I'm like slightly above, you know, average. I'm at like about a 7. How is that slightly? That's whole 3 points between average and you and average and ugly. You know?
We can debate this all night, but aren't we supposed to be talking about video games or something?
Fuck video games. We're going to talk about this. This is what I want to talk about. Look.
So we can talk about this, but we can't talk about comic books.
Neil, be quiet.
Yeah, fuck you, Neil. Look, all I'm saying is, okay, on a 1 to 10, in terms of African Americans, okay?
Oh, now you're bringing that in here. We weren't even
talking about
that.
We're bringing in race. We really don't need race.
We were talking about race, okay?
We were talking about the world and our fan base here. Our fan base is not entirely African American either.
I'm not sure there are any African Americans in our fan base. White people, don't disregard this, white people. You don't got to listen in.
So you've called them ugly white people so far.
What? Well, I'm sure...
Oh, he's also called them gay. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, that too.
When did I call them gay? When did I call my fan base gay?
Like, I don't know, it was maybe like 2 episodes ago.
So on...
Fans, he told me at school, like, he's like, hey, our fans are ugly, gay, fat, and some other stuff.
Whoa. They're probably fat.
No, see, they even called them ugly, fat, and white.
No, they're probably fat. Most Americans are, like, 40% of all Americans are obese.
Look at me, I'm not obese, I'm underweight.
Hold on, okay, 40% of all Americans are obese.
That's 40%, that's not even half.
I'm stating my goddamn facts, Chris. Let me state my facts, okay? I'm trying to justify why I think my fan base is both ugly and fat, okay?
Okay.
Okay, look, 40% of all Americans, okay, and that's our entire fan base, Americans, okay, I view the stats. There's no foreign people listening into this absolute shit, okay?
Most people don't know English.
The British do. The Australians do. The Canadians do.
No, the Canadians know broken English.
The Canadians know Canadian English. Be quiet.
No, they don't go to school to learn English. They go to school to learn their Canadian French. And they take English like
it's okay, Quebec. What is wrong with you?
They take English like we take Spanish.
So ignorant. Why are you so ignorant, Chris? Just be quiet, Chris. Be quiet. Okay, anyways, as I was saying, 40% of all Americans are obese, right? Medically obese. I'm not talking about 500 pounds obese. I'm talking about medically obese. Okay? And 60% of all Americans are overweight. Being overweight.
Holy cow. Oh, so wait, so 60% are overweight.
Yep.
And 40% are obese.
Yep, obese.
What about people like me?
People like you probably aren't sitting around on their ass and listening to this absolute shit. You know what they're doing, Chris?
Actually, that's what I do. I sit around on my butt and I listen to this.
No, you're not listening to it. You know what you're doing? You're making it.
It's the same thing. I'm still doing the exact same, movement. The only difference is I'm moving my lips.
God damn it. Whose keyboard is that?
Neil.
Neil, why do you do this every episode? It's like you wait until you come on an episode before you start typing shit loud as fuck.
Listen.
Is that what you do, Neil? You just go home and be like, it's almost time for the podcast.
I'm gonna bang my keyboard against my forehead.
Yeah. Anyways, as I was saying, our fan base is probably fat. You guys are probably ugly, too, in comparison to me.
In comparison to you. So now we've changed the scale from everybody in the world. Then we changed it to African American, and then we changed it to you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you at, the top of it? Or?
Yep, I'm at the top, best looking man on earth.
So where would I fit in?
Probably. Let's say on a percentage scale, me being 100%, and you being in a normal grouping of people, you'd probably be a 70%, Steven.
What about Neil?
So, Neil? Now Steven is a unit of measurement?
Yeah, Steven. Steven is now a unit of measurement.
Steven is now the new unit of measurement. I like that. I'm going to start using that.
Hey,
that car over there weighs half a Steven.
That's a pretty light car.
It's a Steven.
No, I'm 220 pounds. That's
2 Stevens.
That'd be.
It'd be like 5 Stevens.
Yeah. Okay. You'd have to. Since I weigh 220 pounds, if you're using Stevens as a measurement of weight, everything would be 220 pounds percentage of Steven.
Now we're getting into mathematical equations with Steven.
Yeah, Steven. Yeah.
Right. So where does Neil fit in on the scale of Steven?
Oh, because Neil's African-American, he automatically gets a 20% Steven match. Because, he's around the same color as I am.
So he's at about, 20%, right?
At a minimum 20%, right?
No, I was thinking, maximum 20%.
No, because Neil's my friend, right? You're my buddy, Neil. You're my pal, right? So I got to give you some props. So you got a 30... God damn it, Neil, stop that! Okay... So you had a 30% matchup with Steven. Okay, Neil? So 20 plus 30 is 50%. So at a minimum, Neil, you're a 50% Steven. I don't want to give you too much credit, but I don't want to,
Neil, stop it.
The fuck are you doing, Neil?
He's doing it on purpose at this
point. No, I'm not.
Then move your mic. Just move it away from your keyboard.
My mic is built into the computer. Then, laptop.
We talked about this since the first episode. Lower the damn sensitivity on your mic.
And just talk loud. Do you even know how to do that, Neil?
I just don't want to do it.
Do it!
He doesn't know how to. He doesn't know how to.
I even told him. I think I told him last episode. I
can figure it out if I wanted to. I just don't feel like it. I just have to go to...
Oh my god!
No, I just have to go to tools.
No, you know what? I'm going to go to your house, I'm going to grab the laptop, I'm going to bang it over your head. I'm just gonna beat you with it.
What? No!
That would make sense considering I've done some banging at your house too.
That's your okay. Yeah, you'll be dead at the end of it.
That's Neil, I have a question. Why is your comeback to everything your mom? Is it because you can't come up with a better comeback? Is it like...
Yeah, I think it's like
that.
That's the only comeback I need.
No.
What if someone says, you want to know what I did, Neil, last night? I fucked your mom. Are you going to say, you know what I did too? I fucked your mom. You can't come back from someone just saying, they didn't even make a your mama joke. They just came out, they said, I fucked your mom, Neil. They're dead serious. They look you square in your eye, Neil. Voice bland and unmoving. I fucked your mom, Neil. And they walk away. You can't come back from that.
Yes, I can.
No, because you'll just say another your mom joke.
No, that's
all I gotta say is, hey, man, my mom is 53 years old. She's overweight, just like Steven. Have at it.
What a way to diss on your mom, man.
Yeah, I'm just telling it like it is. I'm saying, like, if you're gonna, like, I mean, like, if you got a thing for that, I'm not gonna judge you, but.
But way to diss your mom.
Well, what's up with you? Neil, you obviously have little respect for your mother. I mean, good God, man. Good God.
So if I said I banged your mom and I was serious, Steven, you would say...
I'd say, fuck you, Neil, then I'd beat your ass.
Oh. Neil, I could even hear the background noise in your house, and it's just, like, air. I could hear the air. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
It's like...
Is that your laptop fan, Neil?
Actually, I think it is.
I can hear the air behind you.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Dude, your mic must be like right next to everything on your computer. That's just insane. Wait, so you can hear your fan, which is probably underneath your computer, through the mic, which is probably, you know, towards your screen on your computer, next to your keyboard, which shouldn't even be that loud. And yet, I can hear everything about your computer. I'm surprised I don't hear the bits of information going through every single key into all the freaking things on your computer. Jesus, you know? You seriously need to turn down your sensitivity. I'm just gonna mute you. Can I mute him? Is there a way? I can't mute him. So I need to mute the.
Oh, now he's typing things out. Oh, now he says Chris wants dicks. God, shut up, Chris. And then Chris just typed fuck you. This is great. This is so great. Katarina, you know what time it is?
Is it time to rip Neil a new one?
Yes, it is. Go at it, Katarina.
I don't really have to say anything. I mean, just knowing that I'm here thinking these things is probably enough to just make that stupid puckered face.
Neil, why did you leave music theory, Neil?
Because, Steven, the same reason that, I had some good reasons. You see, I wrote them all out. In fact, I'm going to give Mr. Jones my letter of resignation when I see him next.
You're going to give him a letter of resignation?
Yes, just like America gave Britain. I can't just like leave.
Oh, you're gonna give Mr. Jones what is it?
Neil,
Declaration of Independence.
Yes, that's what I'm going to give Mr. Jones.
Do not be the new America. Please don't be the new.
I had to get out of there. There were reasons in which I left.
Because you sucked ass at music theory, Neil.
Because he made you realize that you sucked ass
at music theory.
Steven, you suck too.
But I've never taken a music class in my life before, Neil. And the messed up thing is, I was doing better than you. You took band in ninth grade. How do you take band in ninth grade and still get confused with the ledger lines and shit in the 11th grade, Neil? How?
It's
how do you
been
know
a it's year, very... man. Like a year but of
no,
music
no,
stuff.
Neil. No, Neil. It's every good boy does fine.
Base in the space. Yes, yeah. I know that.
But that year was a year of experience that Steven
didn't. I
didn't
learn
have.
Anything either. Like
that's
I didn't
your
learn,
problem. That's where you
Neil,
went wrong.
Neil, the ledger lines in the space is one. E F G A, B, C, D, E. That was the ledge lines, Neil. If you remember that, you had the entire ledge lines mapped out. E, F, D, whatever, fuck it.
Just gave up.
Is this going to be a recorded podcast? Because I think we should share to talk about some video games. If this is going to be like getting.
Oh no, this is going on there.
Yeah, this is going on there.
We don't have to talk about video games. It's just that's just our main subject most of the time.
We're ripping you a new one, Neil, because you've been getting up at it with me at school, boy.
Yeah, and you've been I don't like the way you're having an attitude.
Yeah, Neil.
I don't like the way you've been acting.
Chris, you do not want to get all up in my Kool-Aid because
I like
Kool-Aid.
Neil looked seemed like he was about to come back. Then he realized he couldn't come up with anything against Katarina, so he attacked you.
Katarina hasn't said anything. Are you even still there, Katarina?
She's just watching. She's just watching.
She's just observing. Like, I'm not gonna attack her for doing nothing.
That's why we attack you, because you do everything.
Neil, I wonder if
everything to your mom.
See, there's another your mom joke.
There's another your yeah, I know. That's his comeback for everything. He's like, Neil.
That doesn't even offend me in any way because I just know you're gonna say something like that. It doesn't even bother me.
That's your comeback for everything. Neil, I bet somebody come up to you. Oh my God, Neil, have you ever seen the Key and Peele sketch?
You mean Key and Peele? Did you see the new episode last night?
I saw the new episode. I liked it.
It was funny, like the reenactment.
Yep, they're like, oh lordy, boss. I don't know. I'm just a simple slave.
Shaolin's good. Who's in that high black voice like that?
Wait. I have an idea to talk about video games. What is your favorite? What's your favorite?
God damn it, Neil!
Publisher. Who's your favorite publisher?
Probably Valve.
Mine's either Valve or Bethesda.
No, those are studios.
No, these are publishers.
No, they're studios.
Bethesda, no, right here, publisher.
Bethesda's a publisher?
Yeah, they've published
I thought it was just
Fallout,
a
Spec Ops. What else? Raids. Skyrim. Dawn Guard, because they didn't make those games. They published them.
No, I think they made them.
Well, maybe they did both. Made them and published them. Because right here at the bottom of the Steam page, it has publisher categories. And it's got all these games.
Huh, that's weird.
And then Valve is the whole thing that runs Steam. So obviously that's there.
Yeah, Valve is a publisher. They publish on their own stuff. So that's obviously understandable. Favorite publisher? Probably Valve, I guess, if Valve counts.
Valve does count. They make a lot of games.
Katarina, favorite publisher?
Oh, hell. Valve, probably.
I was gonna say, please don't say something like LucasArts. I was about to shoot you.
You would have had a problem with them there, Katarina. You would have said that damn dare statement.
I mean, LucasArts is a big publisher company, but they just, they don't know what they're getting themselves into, you know? Something about them, like, they're famous, but they're not famous in a good way. They're infamous.
Infamous.
Like that one game.
My favorite is Sucker Punch.
Really?
Sucker Punch is a studio, idiot. Sony owns Sucker Punch. Sony is the studio, is the publisher.
Yeah, Sony has their own publisher.
What about
You'd
THQ?
You'd have to say Sony, then. What?
What about
THQ?
THQ. I don't really like THQ. They haven't come up with anything good in a long time.
THQ makes
Darksiders 2, you prick.
A long time. Is that like the only game to come out in like the past, 10 years?
Red Faction Armageddon.
Armageddon was shit.
Yeah.
I didn't play it. I don't know.
So you're just saying crap now.
Yeah, you're just saying games.
No, you said games like come out. You didn't say they had to be good games. I just mentioned the game.
They just have to be good games. Otherwise, I can throw LucasArts every time I want because they're publishing all sorts of new games. They're just not good.
If you publish a shit game, then we'll call you out on it. This face looks fucking ugly. I fucked it up.
I'm looking at some of these here and I've never seen them before. What are they? Majesco and Meridian 4 and Mumbo Jumbo and
I Win on Steam,
PopCap. I've never seen some of these things. I'm looking at this going on.
Whoa, what in the world?
Yeah, go to the store, click on anything. Wait,
I think the Call of Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer is available on Steam right now.
The Hawada Wooda Hooda?
The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah, it's got a free weekend, and it's 30% off.
A free Oh, wait, what do you mean free weekend?
Like, the multiplayer is free this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I might check it out. Like, I don't know.
I don't think you should pay for the multiplayer when you're playing on a computer.
Nah. It's like $30 right now. The game itself is like $30 right now. I'm tempted to pick it up, but then again, Black Ops is coming out soon, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Just until Black Ops comes out, and then the price of Call of Duty 3 will probably go down.
It'll probably only go down by a couple bucks. I mean, Black Ops 2, the original Black Ops, is still like $30 right now.
Yeah, original Black Ops is cheap, like dirt cheap.
But nobody plays it anymore.
Yeah, because
I play it.
Well,
no, we're talking about on PC.
Yeah.
You know, like PC multiplayer game modes are like limited, and every time like a new game comes out, old crowd sort of dies off, unless the multiplayer for that new game is shit.
I still want to play Borderlands. I'm looking forward to it like it was Christmas Eve. That's how much I really want to play it now. Just because you've been like teasing me with it every day.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'll bring it. Oh, I don't have it. Yeah, I'll bring it. No, I don't have it. Yeah, I'll bring it. I was like,
now
sure
you know how I feel every time Steven offers me some software. Oh, Neil, want some software? Oh, man, I gave it away.
Maybe if you reminded me, Neil, I'm sorry, okay? I have the best of memories.
He gives it to
Steven,
somebody.
I gave you money.
You still owe me $5.
I said you would get your money when you gave it to me. Like you said,
how
like
I
you said.
But I get my money, Neil. How about I give you the product once I get completely
Steven,
paid?
Steven, you said if I gave you $5,
Steven, just beat him up.
You would give
money.
It to me.
No, Neil. How about I get my money and then you get your product? Okay. How about that?
Like
Steven, I gave you half the
sale.
Money up front. Like if I give you the rest of the money, I feel like you're not gonna give it to me.
I will give you the software when I get the rest of my money, Neil. Neil, you know I don't break my promises, right?
Well, you have yet.
Have I ever made a promise to you and broken it?
Well, so far, you're breaking this one.
Oh. That wasn't a promise. That was a business deal. There's a huge...
Buyer beware. Buyer beware.
No, you're breaking
Buyer
business
beware,
deal.
Neil.
You don't trust Steven. Buyer beware.
That was a business deal. There's a difference. I never said, Neil, I promise I'll bring you the software. No. Okay, now that was simply saying, Neil, give me my money and I'll give you the software.
He said, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
How about
I get the last $5 of my money, right? And then on Monday, because Chris is going to be, actually on Tuesday, because Chris is going to be using my thumb drive this weekend, I give you your software. How about that?
No.
No?
No, just bring it. When I get the thumb drive, I will give you the money.
How about I get my money first, Neil? How about I get that?
How about you suck my dick?
No. How about I get my money, Neil?
What did you think I was going to say yes? You knew that was going to be a no answer. Why'd you say it?
Good. I feel this way. Steven, I need this software. Like, I've been drawing in my sketchbook.
It?
I really want to start doing digital art.
What the heck is... Oh, it's a digital art maker.
I need to get a new goddamn sketch pad. That other one was too damn tiny. I have a huge computer screen, and I couldn't just... my computer screen is like 24 inches, and it's massive as fuck. And, like, using that tiny one wasn't viable at all.
Wait, so you need a new computer screen?
No, I need a new goddamn sketch pad, one that's bigger.
Wait, like an actual drawing on pad?
Yeah, an actual, like, drawing pad, like an actual drawing tablet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about one of those drawing tablets where, like, it's computer and you draw on it and it shows up on
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that?
Hmm? Yeah, drawing tablets. That's what they're called, drawing tablets.
Oh, see, you got me confused. I actually thought, like, a physical drawing pad. I was like, you know you can just go buy one of those for, like, $5, right?
Yeah. I have a couple at home. Like, I have a bunch.
What are you talking about?
Those drawing pads. Not the digital one. The actual...
You just said the digital one.
No, I said I had that. Oh, my God. You're confusing the listeners, Chris. Just be quiet.
No, Neil, did you hear me?
Nobody. I'm sorry. I'm not even... I'm totally zoned out. I'm on Tumblr.
Steven, I asked you. I said, I thought you were talking about a physical drawing pad. And you said, no. And I was like, you mean like the digital ones? And you said, yeah. The one. I was like, the ones you use, you draw on, and then it shows up on the screen. And you're like, yeah. And I was like, oh. And then you were all like, oh, I'm talking about this. I was like, what? But yeah, you do know that if you need a physical pencil paper drawing pad, you can buy one at Walmart for like $5.
I have a bunch of them. I have those. I have a bunch of them at home.
Yeah, so Steven stole them from all the beginning art students that didn't want them anymore at the end of the year.
Yep, yep. I stole. I just. Katarina pilfered some too, didn't you, Katarina? Pilfered those art books, those sketchbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We told you to get some, Neil, but you're like, nope, I don't need any. I'm too prideful. Well, now look at you, Neil. You had to come crawling on your hands and knees for me to give you one of those books, didn't you?
I was not on my hands or
you
my knees.
You were on your hands and knees, Neil.
I just walked up and asked you.
Nope. I told you to eat the grass. You know what you did? You ate that goddamn grass.
Ate
it was
grass.
Good. Yep, I made him eat grass.
I ate your mom's grass.
That doesn't make any sense.
Good
try, though. Good try.
Me and your mom didn't make any sense.
Ah, God, Neil, you and your horrible yo mama jokes. That's why I might just call this episode Neil's Mom.
We could talk about your whole union of Steven. Oh, you know what? Dang it, that's that game I wanted to get. You know what? There's a game that I was talking about. There's this game that I really wanted a long time ago, and it got the right advertisement. It just didn't get enough hype. You ever heard of Brink?
Oh, I played Brink. Brink was okay.
I wanted to play that. I was like, oh, now it's like $20. It got the right
advertisement. It had issues, that's why. Like, it was a combination of, like, Team Fortress and, Mirror's Edge. It was, like, sort of camp. I played it. I liked it, but...
I wanted to see it. I mean, it got the right advertisement. Like, I saw it on TV a lot and everything, but I just... Nobody really bought it.
Because the game was, like... It was buggy, that's why. The multiplayer was buggy. Yeah, and games like that.
I still really want it. Just mainly for the storyline.
The storyline wasn't that great, though. The storyline... Brink was, like, multiplayer-oriented. The storyline was shit.
No, I still wanted to see the storyline. I don't know about you, but I really wanted to see the storyline.
Alright. The storyline of Brink, I wasn't too into it. I'm trying to draw this goddamn guy, and his face is fucking me up. His face is just pissing me off.
Can I draw right now?
Yep, I'm drawing right now.
I really want this game.
Yeah. Hey guys, you want anything for Christmas?
This game.
Alright, I'll get you a Steam gift card then.
Well, yeah, who doesn't want anything for Christmas?
Oh, wait, you don't have to get me anything.
Whatever.
Can you get me a PS Vita, Steven? I really want a PS Vita.
Steven, you're like the big black Santa Claus here.
No, I'm not like the big... No, I'm not big black Santa Claus.
Fat and jolly.
You do say ho ho
and you
ho.
You have a hearty laugh.
Neil, let's go. Did you go across the room or something?
No, I'm just. No.
Actually, Neil, that's perfect. Your mic sensitivity is just right. We don't hear all the shit that's going on in the background.
Yeah, but he sounds like. He sounds like he's. How fuzzy he's like. I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. But
hey, Shag, what do you want for birthday?
What? What was that, Neil?
Shag?
Wow.
You feel it?
I can't even hear him. I can't hear him. He's talking
what
to Katarina.
What do you want for
birthday? Hey, Katarina, he said, what do you want for Christmas?
Money.
You want money, Katarina?
I want money.
That's I want gift cards.
Christmas present, isn't it?
And
yeah, Steven, I'm going to give you a gift card for Christmas so you can't buy drugs or hookers.
A lot of people think that giving money is like a bad idea. Like, oh, no, that's not...
No. You guys don't know what the fuck I want for Christmas. Get me Steam gift cards. Either cold, hard cash, guys, or Steam gift cards. Those are your only two options.
Okay.
If I get anything less or anything more, I will cut you.
Hello?
That's
like a $20 Steam card, I'll be just as happy.
Yeah, $20 Steam gift card can go a long way. I got some stuff I want to get. I want to
bring it with webcams.
Webcams? What about webcams?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone. That's why you're so far away.
Yeah, why didn't you let people know, Neil?
I'm on the phone. Guys, just chill. I'm trying to have a conversation. What's up?
Oh, he's not actually on the phone. He's on the phone with somebody else.
Yeah.
Neil, you can't.
You know that John is on the same side of.
Oh my God! Do you know how unprofessional this is, Neil?
Neil, you cannot put your personal.
What? Name one professional thing about this entire podcast.
We're not on the phone during the podcast.
Your mama jokes. I made fun of your mom.
That's all you.
That's all you, Neil. You're the only unprofessional one on this podcast.
Yeah, this is boring the crap out of me. Like, the last one was better because it stayed on topic.
Want me to list it off? One, you talk about your personal life too much. Two, you're on the phone. Three, your mic's screwed up. Four, you say your mama jokes all the time. Five, you're immature.
These things are true. I am rather immature.
That's five things right there. I think that's five things just to... You know what? No. We need your
opinion. So what's happening?
It's all Neil. It's all Neil. All right. I just need to, like...
I don't know. That's on you. Oh, naked man.
I can't even hear you.
I'm not talking to you, Chris.
Neil, get off the freaking phone, man. Come on.
Get up and go somewhere. Get up, go somewhere, and say, I'll be back. You know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard at all.
Like I'm doing something right now, man. Can you call back later?
I'm doing a podcast.
Is your grandma dying, Neil?
My grandma is not dying.
Then turn the damn phone off, Neil.
I know, it is one of these sad podcasts. Like, you should hear some of the stuff we've been talking about.
Wait, where's David, anyway?
I know, it makes me want to cry, too.
He had to go to church or something like that, so whatever.
Church at, like, 7? Jesus. Not church is for the morning.
Who goes to church on Thursday? That's the thing.
Thursday night, go to church.
Okay, all right, I'll tell my mom.
That's one of the reasons
Wait, can't we do, like, 1:30? Because noon's kind of early for me.
Oh, my... Neil, stop planning your stuff on the podcast. The podcast isn't daily plan session. No, it's lunchtime chat. Chat with us, Neil. Chat with us.
You guys have nothing interesting to say.
Then talk about video games, then, Neil. Talk about your goddamn Darksiders.
Bring up the comic books.
Can't I talk about my comic books?
Yes, go ahead. Talk about your comic books.
Get off the fucking phone, though.
All right, fine. So I just finished reading Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
All right.
And it's kind of like a what-if series. Like, first they did Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe, and then they did Wolverine Kills the Marvel Universe.
So pretty much they took the idea that it happened the first time, and they're doing what comic books have been doing for the past 50 years, and they're taking that one idea, and they're re-shoving it down your throat.
No, it's for different reasons each one. Like, they justify it differently in each one. Like,
but it's pretty much the same concept.
No. It's better in certain ways. Like, they do it differently.
It's pretty much the same concept. They're just tricking stupid people like you into buying it. Isn't that right?
Steven, I watched it on YouTube. I did not give them any of my money, but it was a good read. If you just
let me get this straight, Neil. You don't even gain access to the content, yet you didn't pay for it. That's piracy, Neil. You dirty fucking pirate, Neil.
You don't even own it.
Neil, I bet you don't even wash your balls, Neil. I bet you go home and you take a bath and you wash everything except your testicles, just so your testicles can be ranted and hot and bad smelling, just so you can live a pirate's life.
It's probably like a never ending hole down there. It's probably like one of those pits with like all sorts of like crap stuff in it.
Yeah.
No. Wait. He probably used that space between his balls and his penis just to like spork stuff in there, like notes and stuff.
Well, anyways, if I could get to the plot of Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Or we can talk about your dirty balls all day.
Yes, I bet you guys would love to talk about my dirty balls.
I really wouldn't mind, Neil. I no problem talking about your dirty balls.
Was that supposed to be an insult, Neil?
Yeah. I have no problem talking
no,
about
you're such a
Neil. Neil,
I don't you.
Neil, you I heard you disturbing, Neil.
You tried,
I heard Neil. Disturbing. I heard you haven't washed your balls in 4 months, Neil?
At least rinse it with water. You don't have to put like one of those shower caps over them.
Neil, I heard soap hasn't touched your testicles in a year and a half.
I bet he didn't shave down there either. Just grows hair like an afro.
Neil, you know what I'm gonna call this episode? You know what I'm going to call this episode, Neil?
Neil, we know you're there.
We know you're there, Neil.
You didn't go anywhere.
I'm going to call this episode Neil's Dirty Scrub. Oh, fuck.
Are you still tired, Steven?
No. This segment's gonna be great. That's what we should do, Katarina.
Well,
isn't that a great idea? Calling this segment Neil's.
Neil, you moved your mic yet? I can still hear your freaking keyboard. What the heck did you actually do to your mic? Did you screw it up? What did you do to it? It's still. I can still hear it. It's just all like. Did you punch it or something? You know what? Whatever. I was all for the professionality of this podcast until now.
This podcast was never professional, Chris.
I was trying, okay? I tried. I gave up.
I gave up on episode one. I gave up on episode
one. I gave up halfway through episode one.
Yeah.
We started talking about slows and things. We just stopped.
Yeah, we stop.
Oh, great. What does Neil have to say now? Oh. He says there's a special place in hell for Steven. I bet it's all, I bet it's really nice, too. I bet it's like one of those flats with like the kitchen and like your bedroom combined, so you don't even have to like
probably.
Get like that. I bet it's really warm there, too. You never have to worry about it getting too cold.
I don't think it ever gets cold in hell, Chris.
Until hell freezes
like,
over.
He has his own personal boiling pot of water.
Yeah, that's the water you have to drink. You have to drink boiling water because it's too hot. Do you think they have cable there? Or do they use dish?
Probably got dish.
No, they probably have cable. Dish would be too hard. Because dish...
But you have to understand. You have to understand. Hell, they're probably trying to inconvenience you as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
It's hard trying to get a signal from this beneath the Earth's surface.
No, they probably have cable, but all you can watch is E.
Actually, cable's not too bad. I have cable.
Yeah, cable's great.
I know, like, all you can watch is E, though.
No, I don't just watch E.
Yeah.
No, all you can watch in hell is E.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get what you're saying.
That's like a girl telling you, oh, sure, you can see me naked, but only my left elbow.
That is pretty true. I didn't think of it that way. Only my left elbow.
You can only see my left elbow, boys.
You guys want to see me naked? On my forehead? Or how about you see my knee? That's pretty attractive.
Pretty damn attractive, right?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Or how about my hairy legs? Look at those.
Alright. So we talked about Neil's Dirty Scroll. I've been thinking about this, guys.
Wait.
Pause.
Wait, what's going on? What? You can't say pause.
You can't just pause a podcast.
Why did you say pause?
Neil, we hung out last weekend, and what movie did we go and see, Neil?
You saw Paranorman.
Yeah, we went and we saw Paranorman, right? And it was good, wasn't it, Katarina?
Mm-hmm.
Paranorman was good, and we had a great time, and that had me thinking, guys, what if we became ghost hunters, you know? Saw the dead, just went out and exercised. Not just ghost hunters, but the Ghostbusters.
I see where this is going. Steven's gonna kill us, so we can go.
I like the idea.
Can become ghosts and then trick the other ghosts into getting captured. Yes.
Oh yeah, I'd like to trick other ghosts. That sounds pretty cool.
Right?
Why does everything end with you killing us, Steven?
He's not gonna kill us. Why would he kill us? He needs us. He needs all four of those lasers focused. Otherwise, we're not gonna suck him up.
No, you don't understand. Okay, I'm not going to be the movie Ghostbusters. They're copyrighted. I can't be them. I'm going to be Steven Ghostbusters, right? So what I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to murder you guys sleep.
Steven, why is it got to be named after you?
Because I'm the one with the idea. I'm the idea, man. I'm the guy who comes up with these great schemes to make us the monies.
Okay, so if I come up with an idea, I can all name it mine.
You come, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. I'm the only one trying to come up with ideas on this podcast.
What if we became, kind of going off your, I was going to say something before you brought up the ghost thing, actually. How would we survive in a zombie world? What if one day we woke up and we were attacked by our loved ones by zombies? How would we get together and how would we survive?
I'd eat you. That's how we survive. I'll kill you and eat your flesh.
Hold on. Without cannibalism.
Okay.
And without the death of each other. We use each other to survive, not eat each other to survive.
Okay. Well,
there's not a such thing as no cannibalism in a fantasy of Steven.
Well, alright, Steven. If you were to eat us, I would shoot you. But that would mean that you were a zombie. And how would I know the difference between you and a zombie?
Because I'd be going, yum, 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 Neil's leg is tasty.
I would just like... pop a couple caps in you. I wouldn't give a damn. If you were gonna eat me, I would shoot you without any regard. If Neil was gonna eat me, I'd shoot him. If Serena was gonna eat me, I'd shoot her.
Look, Chris. You're under the assumption that I'd go down after one bullet. Okay, Chris?
Right, yeah, you would.
You're under the assumption that my body wouldn't allow me to stand at least three or four shots.
I'm gonna shoot you in the spleen and the right kidney.
I'd keep on coming, Chris.
I would shoot you in the head. Bang, dead. Yeah, that's how it works out. Did you not know that? You are not immortal. You can die.
No, not according to the religion of Stephen.
No religion of Stephen. He's the almighty God. He lives forever.
Yep.
And in this day and age, he's trying to survive his own apocalypse. So, does the religion of Stephen include cannibalism?
Oh, yeah. It's permitted under certain situations.
Only
yeah,
by
and that situation is your name has to be Steven TVay.
Yep, if your name is Steven TVay, you can eat other people.
If your name is Steven TVay, you can pretty much do anything in the Church of Steven.
Yep. You'd think it was based around... You would think the Church of Steven was based around the ideologies of a narcissistic sociopath, but it's not. It's great.
What if you actually started that church and people joined?
Oh, it'd be great, Neil.
Steven.
It'd be great. Yep.
Get back to the original point. Without the original religion of Steven, without any of us dying or being eaten, how do we survive?
I don't know, Chris.
So you have no idea?
No idea.
You of all people have no idea.
Well, I sort of have an idea. I mean, I'll probably leave you guys to your deaths and go out and try and make it on my own. I'd probably form a band at Raider Club. Yeah, probably form.
Can't be in that.
We can't be
your raiding club.
No, you're not intimidating at all, Chris. You're whippy and scrawny, and worst of all, white.
I can shoot people in the
you're
leg.
You're not terrifying at all.
Get their food. Shoot them in the leg. They give up.
Katarina is more scary than you, and that's only because Katarina don't take shit from nobody.
And I take shit from people.
You take shit from people.
I take shit and then I throw it back in their face.
No, you take shit and you accept that shit and you just go, yum, 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 yum. Muy delicioso.
So I'm Italian now?
No, you're Spanish, bitch. Delicioso is Spanish.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't take Spanish, so I wouldn't know. I'm not Hispanic either, so. Yeah.
You're just ignorant.
You never watched Dora the Explorer, man?
No, I did, but I didn't write down the words to understand and study it.
God damn it. So let me get it straight. You watched TV as a kid, but you ain't learned jack squat from it.
I learned whenever I see a blue pop.
How did you learn how to speak English, man?
Well, that is a good question.
Because that's how people learn languages these days. They just
I also never learned how to spell. I still suck at spelling.
I never learned how to spell either.
I always fail my spelling test. I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with me. My brain only works in a certain direction, so I can't see things or hear things in a certain way. So when they say, oh, yeah, well, you just sounded out in your head, I go, well, these sound the same. I don't know.
So, like, you can't spell, like, cow or something like that?
No, I can spell how.
Like, cow. So not how. Cow. Cow.
Cow?
Cow.
C-O-W?
Yeah, C-O-W.
It's still cow. I just did.
The mic's breaking up, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Sure it is.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
It's not. I'm looking at my headset right here. My microphone is just fine.
Oh, that's Neil. God damn it, Neil.
I wasn't kidding when I said my microphone was fine.
Oh, yeah. Katarina left. Quietly, she left.
She left? She's not here anymore?
She's still, like, her icon's still in here. She said she's going to be right back, but she's been left alone.
I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even see it. I had the chat box open, but I didn't even see it.
All right. So, guys, since we're calling this episode Neil's Crusty Balls.
I thought we were going to call it, like, Units of Steven or something.
No.
We talk about you more than we talk about everything else. Jesus.
How about we call it Neil's Crusty Balls on Units of Steven?
That sounds like pedophilia, Neil. We're not pedophilia on here. We're not talking about child-on-child porn on here, Neil. Get you and your disgusting habits out of here, Neil.
Oh, didn't we talk about that at lunch or something? We talked about, like, pedophilia or something. Oh, yeah, with the certain age limits in Florida.
Oh, yeah, Mafiel's new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, Mafiel's new boyfriend, though, too. Yeah, he's like...
Has a new boyfriend?
Yeah, he's like 20.
Oh, not to bring the ex-boyfriend into this. We probably shouldn't talk about this.
No, I'm cool with it.
He's totally going to watch our podcast. Anyway, but yeah, he's like 20 years old.
20?
Yeah.
Damn, it's legit.
She didn't decline it either. Like, because, like, we were trying to judge the age, and I said 22. Katarina said 20, and Marcel nodded her head. Like, she said, yeah, he's 20. I was like, is that even, like...
Look at Marcel.
But she's 16, so it is legal.
Oh, yeah, that's legal.
I mean, I don't date outside of 2 years.
Because you can't date outside of 2 years of your age, Neil. You don't got the game for it.
Neil, you don't got the self-confidence for it either.
Yeah.
I don't think you can even impress a girl that's over 2 years of your age.
Oh, yeah?
Trust me, Neil. Talking to older girls is a ballpark. It's a ballpark that takes...
That you're not allowed to get to.
It's a whole different ballpark, bro.
On the other side of town. Let's just think of that.
Yeah.
You're probably better off finding people who are 2 years younger than you. Oh, what are you going to say now, Neon? Because I can hear you typing and then I hear
the chat. God damn it. This podcast is getting dry because Neil is just being a dick.
Hey, Katarina.
Back yet, Katarina?
She said back. It's right there.
Is that you typing loud as fuck?
That is. That's not him. That's not her. That's Neil. That's Neil. Every
God
time he types, it brings that blue outline. It's like, Jesus.
Neil, why do you wait until you're on a podcast before you start typing shit out?
What do you do? What do you type?
I think he's just making sounds. Because I know he doesn't type that fast. He's just making
sounds. See. Now he said, Steven, go ahead and read it.
Fine.
Wait, Steven.
Oh, because fuck you, that's why. Alright.
Oh, yeah, that's all. We're good. You should like narrate things. I like your voice a lot. Very deep.
My voice? Oh, yeah.
It's like a young Morgan Freeman.
Nah, my voice isn't as deep as Morgan Freeman. I wish it was, though. That'd be great.
But yeah, Morgan Freeman does have a pretty goddamn deep face.
Morgan Freeman's voice is just great. Morgan Freeman's voice is the type of voice that only comes around once, ever, like once a generation.
Once like a couple hundred years.
Yep.
If I could pick my way of dying, I would pick getting hunted down by Clint Eastwood while Morgan Freeman narrates.
Oh, that's... You know what, Neil? You said a lot of stupid ideas, but that's a great idea. That is a great idea. If you could just pay Clint Eastwood to hunt you down and Morgan Freeman to narrate the hunting, that's just great.
That would be
pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel good about my life before I died. It also helped me think, you know, having Morgan Freeman talking. It wouldn't be so distracting.
It would be really distracting to hear Morgan Freeman's voice, like, narrating everything you think and do and say.
Dude,
as you're being hunted
by
Clint Eastwood.
That would be amazing. That wouldn't be
annoying. It would be amazing. You'd be like, as I walk through the woods, slowly, carefully, take pace, watch through the darkness as Mr. Eatwood prepared the boat. He aimed at me. I waited. It flew. Silence.
He talks like an old man. He's like, as I walk through the woods. He has that old man kind of like up and down, you know?
That like weary old black guy voice.
I like him to narrate like just imagine this. I'm thirsty and so I'm like, I wonder if my mom got any food. So I get up, I open up the cabinet, and then there's nothing there. And then I go and I open up the fridge, and I'm like, just imagine Morgan Freeman thinking, oh, where did all the food go? Just common words like, oh, I have a test tomorrow. I probably need to study. And then imagine him studying in his mind. You know?
That'd be great.
I wish I was Morgan Freeman.
I wish I was Morgan Freeman, too. I think that's everybody's wish, just to be goddamn Morgan Freeman.
Just once for a day would be enough for me, you know?
I'd rather be Batman, just saying.
I'd rather be Morgan Freeman for a day than Batman for a day.
Yeah, I mean, if I was probably Batman, I'd probably just end up sending all the funds Batman owns. Because I'd also be Bruce Wayne if I was Batman. I'd probably just end up spending all of Bruce Wayne's money to myself. So when I stop being Bruce Wayne, I could still be rich.
Yeah, but if I was Morgan Freeman, I wouldn't spend any of his money. I would just, you know...
I'd just narrate things.
go to the pizza shop and just narrate the person sitting behind you.
I remember wondering if Morgan Freeman does that in his spare time. He just narrates his life.
He should write it all down. And you know what he should do? He should do a podcast. He should be able to listen to his voice.
This would be great. You hear that, Mr. Freeman? Do a podcast. We have.
What if he's one of our fans?
That'd be friggin' wonderful.
No, it would not, because you already insulted the crap out of all of our fans. Like, if he's still listening at this point in the podcast,
if Morgan Freeman
amazing.
Listens to this podcast, he's not a fan, he's a patron saint.
So if Morgan Freeman's a fan, you've called him fat, white, obese, and ugly.
If Morgan Freeman listens to this podcast, he's not a fan, he's a patron saint.
What do you mean a patron saint? Don't you just mean a patron?
No, he's a patron saint. This podcast is a religion now, and he's the saint of that religion.
It's called the Religion of Stephen, and he'll be a pope.
Yep, he's the pope.
He's the pope. Just imagine him up on stage preaching your word.
Yep.
That would be pretty cool. Your religion with Morgan Freeman as the preacher.
Ah! Oh my God! Hey guys, I know what we should do. We should kidnap Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, because that's going to be easy.
Yep, let's just kidnap Morgan Freeman.
Imagine him yelling at us.
Oh, that'd be great. He probably wouldn't even yell. He'd just talk to us. He'd be like, okay, guys, now I know.
I know what you may be thinking.
I know what you're thinking.
Well.
Yeah.
What would he do with him afterward?
Make him talk. Just
make him talk?
Just make him talk.
What if he refused to talk? Because that's the kind of person he is.
Well,
he's a very determined person. If you try to get him to do something, he probably won't do it at all. Because he's dead.
Open the auto phone. This one's cracked up. Hello?
What?
Alright, hold on. Hello?
Oh, Steven be talking to somebody. Katarina, you still there?
Yep.
You don't talk that much.
Nope.
You should talk more.
I don't really have anything to say.
Well, this isn't like your... It's not like your...
That's all you want me to talk about, Homestuck?
Well, it's something. This isn't like you're being put on stage here. You're at your house, sitting next to your computer, talking to it. That's it.
I could actually explain the plot of Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, or me and Steven could discuss the new chapter / direction of Naruto.
Ugh. I don't know if Steven... Actually, you know what? Go ahead and ask Steven if he'll do that.
Steven, you there?
No, he's not here right now. But
Hi guys, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Steven, we're going to discuss the new direction of Naruto.
I do not have an opinion on Naruto. I just want to get that out there.
I have an opinion on Naruto, but I don't know. I barely follow Naruto anymore. I found a bunch of comics that did what Naruto did, except better. So I barely follow it right now. It's yeah.
All right. Well, you want to end the podcast here?
You know what?
It is like an hour and something. An hour time.
Yeah, that's just over an hour. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening in on another episode of Lunchtime Chat. Sorry about such a short episode this week, but we're all sort of tired. We're all sort of just messed up.
And it's Thursday.
And it's Thursday, so that means we got school tomorrow. So, yeah, we can't exactly be up all night doing this. So, thanks for listening in. Hopefully, you can come in on another episode tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but next week. From now on, we'll either be recording on Wednesday or Thursday, so be looking out for that. We're on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes.
I don't like the podcast app, because if you go to iTunes and you try to download it from there, it's going to tell you you have to get the podcast app. So you can go ahead and download that for free on the Apple Store, so that's not too hard. And then you go ahead and go to the just search for it, because, you know, we're not too famous right now, so those of you who are listening, the five of you, you're not going to be able to find it too easily, so you're just going to have to search for it. And tell your friends. Definitely tell your friends. Tell your people. Tweet it. You know, Facebook it. Things like that.
If you like us, share us. Don't be selfish now. You can't be selfish. You hear it, Churns? You gotta be generous.
Unless
right?
you mean you don't have a Twitter or a Facebook. You
in which case, you should probably just kill yourself.
Skag? What?
I asked Skag if he has any closing comments.
Any what in common?
Clothing.
Any clothing?
Any closing. Closing comments.
Oh.
His mic is just so fucked up.
Your mic just got screwed up halfway through the freaking podcast.
You know, I think me and my mic are going to take this anymore. I think we're just going to leave.
Yeah, all right, your mic should get the heck out of here.
Just leave for now, Neil, because your mic's messing this up. It's
taking the professionality out of the podcast.
What professionality?
One that was here until you joined.
It's great having you on, Neil. You can leave now if you want to, though.
Okay, I'm gonna leave.
Well, guys, we're on iTunes. You guys still there?
I'm here. All
right, guys, we're on iTunes. We have a Twitter. Soon we're gonna start asking questions when we get decent followers. We have a Twitter. You can follow us at Lunchtime Chat.
Go ahead and ask us questions. Any of us
ask us questions anytime during the day. We'll answer them as soon as possible. You can ask
after school, so you know.
Yeah. You can ask personal questions. You can ask questions about our love lives and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah, I had one, and there was this girl. We were gonna go out for a little bit on the bus, and then she was all like, "Well, I'm changing buses on Friday." And I was like, "You know what? Screw it. I don't even know if I should be with this girl," because my friend said that she would break up with her current boyfriend to go out with me. And I was like, I don't even know if I can be with a girl who's not going to respect the relationship she's already in. She's just going to break up with a guy to go out with another guy. So how do I know that's not going to happen to me? So, I mean, that's one of the things why I just, you know, I didn't tell her that I wasn't ever going to go out with her. I didn't do anything about it. I just
yeah.
I let it slip.
guess that's episode of Lunchtime Chat, guys.
Borderlands.
Yes, I'll get you Borderlands, Chris. Don't worry. I got your back on that.
If you don't have Borderlands tomorrow, I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably kill myself.
No, you should kill yourself, Chris. You shouldn't say stuff like that. Goddamn Borderlands, son.
I'll definitely throw couch pillows everywhere.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah. So there's Borderlands. What is it?
What?
Sorry. Oh yeah. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. You can follow us at Lunchtime Chat. We're on Twitter.
Stated our that's about it. So yeah. See you guys next time.
Yeah. See you next time, guys. Have a great day. We have fun, and we hope you had fun listening.
Okay, end it.